So we gonna enter inside the courtyard of the palace of the Prince Bishop. You have to know that it's a huge building. Just the front facade is 175 meters long, okay? And in the middle of it, there is a portal. It's a classical architecture with big windows, a symmetric architecture, and with a portal, columns, and at the top of the columns, there is a pediment, but it's not a triangle, it's a semicircular pediment. And inside it, there is two lions, and beside the head of the lions, there is on one side a sword, because the Prince Bishop was a prince, and on the other side, a crook. It's the symbol of the bishop, because the Prince Bishop was also a bishop, okay? I have a little facade. You can touch it and feel the center, feel the semicircular pediment, and at the top of it, there is a little tower. It's with a bell, I forgot the name for the bell instrument. It's carillon in French.
Yeah, you can say that in English.
Yeah, a carillon, okay. We're gonna hear it, okay. So it's a little size, a small size, but you can feel the building.
So yeah. When they tore down the cathedral, they left the bishop's palace.
Yeah.
Is there a reason for that? Because most of the people were Christians at the time. So why would you tear down your house of worship and not the place,
yeah,
the person you want to mess with?
Because with the palace, they would like to make some other things. Like now it's the palace for the region, and it's the justice palace also.
Ah, okay. So they had already planned out.
To put something inside. Yeah. Okay, you can follow me. We're gonna cross the road.